Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves waist coverings. Reading from Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. Welcome to Devotionals Concerning Marriage, the podcast where we pair the Bible to all things pertaining to marriage. Now, in regards to chapter 3, verse 7 of Genesis. So, after losing their state of innocence and the peace, tranquility, and transparency that Adam and Eve once shared with themselves, they now find themselves dealing with the aftermath of their direct rebellion against God. So after desiring to be like God, after desiring to know good and evil, Adam and Eve's first ensuing moments were in fact to gain knowledge because they now understood how it felt to be emotionally in pain. They now knew as a unit what it meant to be ashamed of themselves. They learned that there are psychological consequences for their actions. They received a good lesson on how the married couple that sins together will feel bad together. There are many lessons to learn from Genesis 3, verse 7. First, be cautious of what you desire. Think about what you covet, because you might not be able to handle the thing you have been coveting. You might not be able to handle the side effects of the thing you most desire when you lay a hold of it. In your act of rebellion, this coveted object may bring shame into your life. So be careful. The second lesson is one that concerns our ineffective attempts to cover our shame and how we try poorly to heal ourselves of our guilt. The Bible says they sewed themselves together with fig leaves. This is also the effect of sin. And that is typically mankind's choice, the choice to try to cover his shameful behavior independently. We sin and then try to make ourselves feel better with solutions that are independent of God, looking for our help from within or from other sinful creatures, and by doing so, we create solutions to hide our shame without God's guidance, without His leadership. The shame that comes from self-inflicted sinful behavior is the reason for mankind's plethora of inadequate ways that it tries to hide shame. From spending large sums on material goods in an effort to make oneself feel better, to experiments with various mind-altering drugs that temporarily numb the pain from shameful behavior, and even to perform religious rituals and burdensome acts of penitence. And so mankind will get extremely creative in an effort to cover up the shame that sin brings. But thanks be to God in Christ that there is a solution to our shame and we do not have to cover ourselves. There is help from above. For just like God made a covering for Adam and Eve to cover their shame physically in verse 21, there is divine provision for a covering. There is today a covering for our shame, spiritually made available to you from our great high priest, Jesus Christ. For the Bible says, therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us at the proper time. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, if we accept his atoning work on the cross as a substitute for our sins, that he paid the price on our behalf, trust and believe in him, then we can rest assured that our shame has been covered. I hope this episode has blessed you. May God keep you. And if this message has blessed you, then please share it with a friend.